current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Horror in Lahore. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master of the messengers, the seal of the prophets, the one of the praiseworthy position, al-maqam al-mahmud, the one who was sent the best of books, sent the best of nations, sent the best of laws, the intercessor for the creation on the day of questioning, the one who cried on his deathbed, worried for his ummah, worried for us. He is Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, our prophet, our honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tawbah, verse number 24.
قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين.
Say, if your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your wives, your kindred, the wealth that you have gained, the commerce in which you fear a decline, and the dwellings in which you have delight in are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger, and striving hard and fighting in His cause, then wait until Allah brings about His decision, torment. And Allah guides not the people who are al-fasiqun, the rebellious, disobedient to Allah. Indeed, for every Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam must hold the highest position among creation. His sallallahu alaihi wasallam status is unique in every aspect. Therefore, it is a requirement that the Muslim loves Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything else which is precious in their life. There is nothing that comes close to this, and the believer is obliged to develop this love every day of their life. Anas ibn Malik reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said,
عن أنس بن مالك قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين.
None of you have faith until I am more beloved to him than his children, his father, and all of the people. It was in October 2020 when French President Macron defended the right to publish insulting cartoons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Angered and outraged by even the thought to defame or hurt the image of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, the Muslims in Pakistan expected their government to uphold the Islamic values and demanded the expulsion of the French ambassador. When Imran Khan's government proved they won't be taking any real action, the sentiments of the Ummah forced them on the streets in mass demonstrations. How can it be that the Messenger of Allah, the one we must love more than ourselves, dared be attacked, and our leaders can't take the minimal steps of expelling their ambassadors or withdrawing their diplomats? How can it be that they sit there and do absolutely nothing? Do they really think that this would sit well with the Muslims? Instead, even worse, was that government officials deployed lethal force upon protesters in their attempt to disperse the crowds. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that he saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam making tawaf of the Kaaba and saying,
حدثنا عبد الله بن عمر قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يطوف بالكعبة ويقول ما أطيبك وأطيب ريحك، ما أعظمك وأعظم حرمتك، والذي نفس محمد بيده لحرمة المؤمن أعظم عند الله حرمة منك ماله ودمه، وأن نظن به إلا خيرا.
How delightful you are, and how great is your scent. How magnificent you are, and how great is your sanctity. But by the one in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad, the sanctity of a believer, his wealth, and his blood, is greater in sight of Allah than your sanctity, and we do not think of him except good. Narrated by Ibn Majah. In this blessed month of Ramadan, a month of blessings and unity, the Pakistani authorities sent out their orders to spill the blood of the believers. They chose the side of the enemies and bowed down to their demands, ultimately accepting their freedoms to insult and tolerate blasphemy against Muslim sanctities. No way. No way will the Muslims stand for such cowardice and spinelessness from their leaders. Imran Khan and his regime have made very clear where their allegiance and loyalty lies. They have yet again proven that today we have no one to protect the honor of our Rasul and no one to protect the blood of the believers. Now more than ever have we the need for the Khilafah's return. Now is the time to re-establish our state, which will never allow even the mention of our beloved alayhi salatu wassalam by these corrupt Western liberalists. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the return of the Khilafah, which will always protect the honour of our beloved Prophet and value the sanctity of the believers. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.